KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Here we go. First pitch from Doolittle and a fastball hit in the air left center field. Over is Robles. He's there and he's got it. And the Nationals have taken game one. Doolittle with a big four-out save. Juan Soto with three hits and three RBIs. And the Nationals take game one by a score of 5-4 here in Houston.
Sports, sports, sports,
sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
So should we blame game one on the karma for your assistant general manager? I think things will go better tonight. Let's do it. So what are the odds Wednesday on the Blitz?
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Chocolate Braveheart Hoffman. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron likes it. Guess what he'll do? He'll read it on air. How about that?
That's amazing.
It's I just can't believe things work that way. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You should know the number for that. It's the same as the main number. And if you wish to watch us on the Twitch channel, just go to ESPN975.com and click on Twitch, or go to Twitch and click on ESPN975.com. And you'll see our smiling, lovely faces sitting here talking sports, sports, sports. What's up, Hoffman?
Sports. What's up with you, man?
It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whatever, put odds on it. What are the odds it's going to be a fun show?
Well, I know it would have made it a lot funner.
Yeah. Didn't go well in the opener, but I'm not too worried. Kind of lost game one to the Yankees. That worked out okay.
Yeah.
I think obviously makes tonight's game not a must win, but boy, it's important.
I think it is a must win. Technically there's no must win until you're down 3-0.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can lose two of your four starts from Cole and Verlander and expect to win the series. And
that would certainly suck.
Here's what our options are. And I don't think we need to be on this for too long. And this is why I say it, because I've been listening to our station all day. I imagine the other stations are doing much of the same. We don't need to spend countless hours on, was the ball that Michael Brantley misplayed, was it catchable? Should he have played it better? Okay. I don't think it was catchable. He should have played it better.
Okay. Agreed.
Did Josh Reddick's bat hit the glove?
Yes, it did.
Yes. Is that reviewable?
No.
No. Okay, so we've covered that.
Okay.
Should George Springer have been on third base because he watched the ball and then it stayed in the park? Yes. Was he trying to showboat? I don't think so. I think it was more of the hopeful, like, get there.
Yeah.
But if there's any, like, it's the World Series, man.
You got to have your
head. If there's any question,
in the right place, sir.
You need to have your head down running as hard as you can. If there's no question, like when Ryan Zimmerman hit his.
Yeah, no question.
You can drop your bat and admire that, because that's going a long ass way. And there's no, well, maybe that's out of here. He's allowed to walk around the bases because he knew as soon as he hit it that that was not coming back. If there's a question, you've got to haul ass. And I know Springer tried to pretend like, well, if I would have tried for third, I would have been out. Well, at the pace you got to second, yes. But you should have been to second so much faster, but you're like doing the little sideways hop down the first baseline. Yeah. You're not going to get there. So should he have busted ass down the line? Could he have been at third? Yes. Would he have? And just like if Reddick gets on there, does a run score because of that? on the pop-up maybe, or on the ground ball in the infield? Maybe. I don't know for sure. Would he have scored on the pop-up? I'm not sure if Springer's at third. But either way, you open up your possibilities if he is there. And he could have run harder. What else do we need to not really spend a whole lot of time discussing today? Alex Bregman needs to be better.
Yeah.
And it's getting to, and I think he realizes this is bad. This is, and he's not competitive in at bats. He's not taking quality at bats, which
very,
is something.
He's very tentative up there.
It's something we relate to. You know what? And this is the guy who spends a lot of time with 12-year-olds. There's two types of non-quality ABs.
Boy, that sounded wrong.
Well, 12-year-old baseball players. There's two types of non-quality ABs. There's the kind that Alex Bregman's having where apparently he's just hoping that the perfect pitch is going to show up. So any other pitch he's disinterested in.
It's like waiting for pocket aces. You're just going to fold every hand until you get pocket aces.
I mean, you're going to... You better hope they win when you get them.
Yeah, exactly. Because even when he's gotten a pitch to hit, he hasn't done anything with it.
And then there's the other kind, which, again, I don't want to besmirch the holy name of Jose Altuve right now. Jose Altuve did not have quality at bats last night either. He's swinging at pitches that you've got no business swinging at.
Yeah.
What you want is something in the middle. You want a guy who's really eager to swing, but not swing at garbage. So if you could give Alex Bregman a little bit of Jose's aggressiveness or give Jose a little bit of Alex's patience, you'd probably have some real good ball players there. I think that's the way it typically works. But both those guys looked really bad last night. They continue to get nothing out of the bottom of the order. It was nice to see Yordan get on base a few times.
Unfortunately, not when they needed it most, but yeah. Hey, he got a couple of hits.
And that's the other thing. The one guy yesterday, he might be the only guy that you can say, this guy really had a good game, was Springer. But then you've got the question of, did he hustle out of the box? Could he have done something more? But it's hard to really down-talk him because he hit a home run, he hit a double. He was really the offense for the most part. He was the catalyst, certainly. Either way, I don't think you got your best Garrett Cole.
I don't think that's even close.
That's not a question.
It's going to happen at some point, though.
It's just unfortunate timing. And by the way, there's a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah.
And what I didn't like was yesterday we talked about this a little bit with when we were previewing game one and talking about Garrett Cole and the effectiveness of his fastball, and it's an elite pitch. I mean, it is the most effective pitch statistically in baseball. So when you talk about that, when you talk about their fastball being your best pitch and really the best pitch in baseball is a Garrett Cole fastball, and you get beat on that, and he did get beat on it against Juan Soto. Soto hit it to the moon. Okay. That doesn't mean that you suddenly abandon that weapon the next time you see him. You've got to, I mean, you're still Garrett freaking Cole. You know, you can't.
He wasn't last night. He wasn't Garrett Cole last night.
You can't
no
be
question.
Afraid to go back at that guy, at Juan Soto. You've got to, and he tried to pitter-pat around him, and that cost him again because then he hits a double that was really the most damaging swing of the game. So I don't want to say I was frustrated with Garrett Cole last night, because what I will say, it was nice he got seven innings out of him.
Yep.
But they weren't seven quality innings.
I think the good news is that you did get a couple extra out of him after he gave up the five runs, because you know that lets you save the bullpen a little bit moving forward, especially for tonight. But I'm probably less discouraged than most people, because I feel like pretty much in every situation where things could go wrong, they did. And for the Nationals, everything went right. And you still only lost by a run. So I feel pretty good going into tonight. I feel pretty good about the series moving forward. And you know, I think it was always going to be competitive. We know that. So I'm not going to be the instant hot take guy and say, oh, it's over for him. And, you know, even if they lose tonight, I think you could still go in and win two out of three in Washington and have a chance. I think it's going to be hard, but I don't think they're going to lose tonight. Of course, yeah. I didn't think they were going to lose last night either. But I think Verlander will give you a big effort. And I thought, you know, the strategy they had against Scherzer worked really well. They kept getting him to 3-2 counts. He had to throw a lot of pitches.
Yeah.
You did exactly what you needed to do.
Except come up with big hits.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And
Runners left in scoring position, that's problematic. And
it's been that way throughout the playoffs, though.
Well, the game that jumps out at me is one that they didn't do that was Game 6 against the Yankees.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are the ones that had that problem. They had a ton of guys on base. There was a ton of traffic on the bases for the Yankees that game, and they just had a hard time getting them in. That was the Astros in this game. And when they had the bases loaded and Yordan came up, even though Yordan had already, you think maybe he'd kind of broken out of that slump, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he strikes
out. There was a Cindy Granado this morning, and it's like, do they plan for Yordan to come up with the bases loaded every time?
Yeah.
With two outs? Because that's what it seems like. He's right.
But you know what? You had Alex Bregman up in it with a big spot, and he did the same thing. So that was I thought that was a disappointing game one. And, you know, it ends up being a one-run game. So it's not like they got blown out.
Yeah.
But it felt like they kind of got blown. It felt like they weren't the better team last night, certainly.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why I'm actually encouraged, because I do feel like they played a game like they did against game one against the Yankees. And they did get some runs, and they did manage to get opportunities to win the game. And I think the Nationals took advantage of almost every opportunity they had, and that was the difference. And I think moving forward, the Astros are going to get some of those. So it's disappointing that they lost, but I think they're going to be fine. And I think they'll come back with a good effort tonight. And if not, you know, then you can start panicking a little bit.
Well, when we get back, I'll give you maybe a reason to slow down your optimism.
Okay.
I'll throw some water on it.
Okay.
I know you're excited for that.
I would expect nothing less from you, because, you know, that's exactly what you try to do.
Well, only about money. That's the only reason I think like that. And last night, by the way, we talked about Max Scherzer being a plus 175, second biggest underdog he's been. It's the first time he's been an underdog that big since 2012. April 2012, Max Scherzer was a plus 185 dog against the Yankees. It just doesn't happen. And I'll give you some numbers tonight that may interest you if you are looking for the Astros lost, but kind of feeling.
Okay. I'm not really looking for that, but okay.
Okay.
I am looking for Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you're going to do, maybe you need an outdoor kitchen, patio cover, fire features, the weather's cooled off, now's the time to do it. Or maybe you just need to get your stuff that you already have renovated, your pool deck, your patio, your driveway, get a carved stone overlay. The carved stone is fantastic. It gives you the look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. 2 times stronger than concrete. They stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. And guess what? They have great monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And they're Best Pick Report certified each of the last 5 years. That means they're good. So get the carved stone overlay, or if you need anything added to your outdoors, they're the place to go. Stop by Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway today, or check out the carved stone projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you. Let me tell you about TGS Insurance. Do you currently know how much you're paying for your homeowner's insurance? If the answer is no, you should really figure it out. If the answer is yes, well, You should check with TGS to see if they can beat what you're paying now. And it's so quick, so easy. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You send that back, and you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings, they are legit. Their online rating is nearly perfect. Their average customer from 2019 saving over $870 on their home insurance. And you don't need to wait until your renewal. TGS is going to take care of the back end, take care of the hassle, so you can get out of that deal with the other guys that you're not saving money with and start saving money today with TGS. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. See how it stacks up to what you're paying now. Start saving today.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right. Be the soul crusher that you always are.
Okay. Just a little bit of soul crushing here. I'm not trying to do a whole lot of soul crushing, but Justin Verlander, I mean, obviously one of the greatest pitchers of all time, but has not been, he's been good, not great in playoffs and particularly in the World Series. It's his fourth World Series, 1-4 in the World Series. 1-4. Not ideal. Steven Strasburg has a career postseason postseason ERA of 1.10, which with a minimum of five starts is the third lowest ever, behind Sandy Koufax and Christy Mathewson. That's pretty good. Those two guys, they ended up in their Hall of Famers. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I am not.
This postseason in particular, Strasburg, 33 strikeouts, one walk. One. Astros are a patient team. I don't know if that works in this situation. Now, the one thing I will say is Strasburg, a lot of his success, it comes with people swinging outside the zone. He thrives on hitters going outside the zone. The second highest of all pitchers in baseball, 37.2% guys swing out of the zone on him. Like I said, the Astros are patient. They don't always swing outside the zone. Unfortunately, and I don't know why I've gone back to like handicapping baseball, even though I'm not going to bet on it, but I'm still going through all the process that I did when I handicapped baseball.
Sad.
The home plate umpire is Doug Eddings. And there's a study done on umpires with the biggest and smallest strike zones in baseball. Doug Eddings has the largest strike zone in baseball. So Strasburg, while he thrives on guys swinging outside the zone, there might be pitches outside the zone normally that the Astros lay off that he will call a strike because he has a massive strike zone, the biggest in baseball. So I think that, and then again, the matchup tonight, when you talk about the money, the Nationals are plus 157. And with those pitching perceived pitching advantage, if you think that Strasburg has an advantage over Verlander, and playoff Strasburg historically has been better than playoff Verlander, again, you're getting pretty decent value.
I agree. It's a tough matchup for him, and all those make a lot of sense. I would have two questions.
Okay.
How many World Series had Garrett Cole pitched in before last night?
Zero.
How many has Steven Strasburg pitched in?
Zero.
Different animal. It really is. It's a huge stage. He's been great throughout these playoffs, and I think he's going to be great again tonight. But you never know. I mean, that's the thing. You can look at all that. But when a guy's on that stage for the first time, you have no idea how they're going to react, no matter how good they are.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I mean, and I think that's one of the things that the panic starts to set in. And I think one of the problems with Bregman right now, he's such an emotional guy that, I mean, he thrives on being confident and cocky. When he's not going well and it's on this stage and the whole world's watching, it makes it worse. And listen to him last night. I have no confidence that he's going to bounce back with a big game.
Well, the thing, and I think the two guys, if I had to say the two guys in this series, who are the two guys who you think when they came into the big leagues or when they got drafted into the game had the highest expectations on them?
For the Astros? Or
for either team.
Well, Rendon, obviously, because I think Rendon and Bregman as hitters.
Okay.
And as pitchers, I would say Strasburg and Cole.
Okay. I would say the guys who had the most expectations heaped on them early were Steven Strasburg, who was supposed to be like the greatest.
Oh, you meant throughout his career. Yeah. He was a number one pick.
But he was not just a number one pick. He was supposed to be the LeBron.
Yeah.
The LeBron James. I thought I hit my bottle here. It's just this extra microphone. He was supposed to be like the LeBron James of pitchers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say the other guy is Carlos Correa, who was also drafted number one overall and quickly became like this guy who was not just a prospect, but was an uber prospect that people wanted to.
I misunderstood your question. I thought you were about going into this.
Fair enough. Yeah. So. I mean, like when they were drafted, their careers were supposed to be this. And I think Strasburg, early on in his career, there was a lot of pressure on him for that reason. And I think he obviously had success early on, but I think at some point he realized, you know what? I've got to stop worrying about this expectation and just be me. I think Carlos Correa is still kind of fighting that demon, but I do think Strasburg is a point in his career where the pressure aspect of things will affect him significantly less than it would have had he been in this spot 6 or 7 years ago.
I would agree with that, but it's to me, until you do it,
That's true.
It's an unknown, and you're never going to be in a game where every pitch is scrutinized as much as it is, where there's pressure on every single thing you do. Some guys thrive on that, and some guys, Clayton Kershaw, for instance, who we would all love to have on a team until you got to those moments. And so I just don't know. I think you're right. I think he's equipped to handle it. I think he's going to pitch well tonight, but I also think that you're going to get a good effort out of Verlander. But when you talk about Verlander, postseason Verlander, I kind of feel like you kind of get hit or miss with him. And I think that's sort of been that way throughout this playoff. And I think his last game was a pretty good miss. So hopefully you get a hit this time.
I mean, ideally that would be the case.
Because he's kind of gone, good start, start. So hopefully you get a good start out of him. Because I do think that they need it. And I mean, Strasburg could go out there and throw 7 innings and give up 2 runs and the Astros could be very much in the game.
Yes.
And I think that's the situation you're going to be in.
If Strasburg pitches like he did against the Cardinals, 7 innings, 12 strikeouts, no earned runs.
You can't
beat that.
You just say good luck. That's
one of the things when I was reading.
This lineup's a little better than the Cardinals.
Oh, so. No doubt. One of the things I was reading is that he's changed the way he throws over the last couple years. And he doesn't throw nearly as many four-seamers as he used to. It's more sinkers and curveballs now. And a good chunk of those swinging strikes have come on changeups or curveballs. So if you think the Astros are better equipped to handle that, then maybe that's a good thing.
I don't know that they are.
I think the Astros would prefer the old Strasburg, who's just going up there and trying to throw heat past them.
Yeah, because I feel
with
like...
Altuve being an exception. Yeah, there's some exceptions.
But I kind of feel like they'd rather have a guy up there throwing 100.
Yeah.
Than that.
He's turned into a smarter pitcher.
And he's still got the stuff, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But I do believe the Astros will be if the lineup can start getting their bleep together, I think they will be a different test for him, and we'll see how it goes.
They've got to get to this bullpen, though. And we saw it last night. This bullpen is so beatable.
Yeah.
As good as guys like Scherzer and Strasburg are, that is such a massive, like the fact that they had to bring in their closer in the 7th inning and pitch him for 2 innings, that's a sign of how much faith Martinez has in that bullpen.
And throwing Corbin out there for an inning too, who's going to be your game 4 starter.
So I don't think he's very confident at all in really anybody besides, and I say this almost, cautiously because I don't know that he's really, you know, excited about putting any of them out there. But besides the three that you saw last night, Rainey, Hudson, and Doolittle, I don't know that he's confident in anybody else. Yeah. And after last night, I don't know how confident he is in Rainey. I mean, really, the guy who looked the best last night was Doolittle.
Yeah.
But that's not a good situation
and
to be in.
That's the thing. If you have to use those guys, you know, every game, basically, I think you're in trouble.
Well, the difference between them and the Yankees is the Nationals aren't going to have to do what the Yankees did in game four.
But I still think if you're throwing Doolittle out there for two or three games, they're going to get to him at some point.
Eventually.
They're going to get to all three of those guys at some point. So, you know, I mean, that's the thing. But they're also not going to have to lean on him as much for as many innings, theoretically, unless Strasburg
it's just going to be it's going to make outing. For some high-pressure innings.
Yeah. Somebody said, AJ, did you end up telling that kid behind you to lock it up?
No, I did not. The kid behind me, I mean, he's probably 10 and all night. Let's go, Coltrane.
Oh, no.
And
no.
Why is Garrett Cole's name Coltrane now? Why is that a thing?
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
And Joel put that in his column last week, and I was like,
Coltrane?
That's the first time I saw it.
I don't like it. We need to stop that now before like it spreads.
You need to keep the Coltrane in Union Station. I'm like, oh, no. That's the first time I saw it. I'm sure it came from somewhere else.
I don't like it, and it made me not like that kid.
You know what, AJ? It's not the kid. It's the parents.
Okay.
It's always the parents'
fault. Well, the parents just sat there.
Well, that's
parents
why
just sat there.
That's why.
And by the way, I was in section 416. The likelihood that a foul ball was going to come anywhere near our section, I mean, it's maybe a half a percenter, maybe, that one would even reach our section. Because it's like, not directly behind home plate. I'd say 418 is probably directly behind home plate. A little bit over to the third base side behind home plate. And I was four or five rows up in that section. That kid brought a glove. Like, dude, come on. What are you doing with your glove? That ball's not coming.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it looks cool.
It doesn't look cool.
When you're 10, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
I look cool, man. Look at me. Coltrane. Coltrane.
My son's tried to bring his glove to the game. I just tell him, listen, if the ball comes your way, you catch it with your hands. That's what a man does. Or you catch it in your beer. You've got two options.
Yeah.
And
if you're really good, you catch it with one hand and don't spill your beer.
That's or baby. If you're holding a baby.
I'm okay with dropping a baby.
Yeah.
I think we should
eat babies. Well, a baby doesn't cost $18.50 at the ballpark.
It costs you a lot more than that.
Does it?
Over life, yes.
Oh.
So, hey, guys. Lawyer Dave usually joins me for this, but guess what? He's up in Dallas helping a blitzer, of course. And that's what he does. He helps blitzers, and he wins. That's all he does is win. Well, not all he does, but most of the time, that's what he does. And he represents blitzers who've been hurt in all kinds of accidents, whether it's a car accident, industrial accident, workplace, slip and fall, 18-wheeler, any of those. And guys, you live in Houston, you're going to be in an accident. That's just life. Well, if you go to the doctor and there's negligence or they give you the wrong drugs, guess what? He can handle that too. And he practices everywhere in Texas. That's why he's up in Dallas. And the best part is doesn't charge a dime for consultation. So if you have a legal question of any kind, just give him a call. He'll answer it. And if it's something he deals with, then he might take your case. And if it's not something he deals with, he'll put you with somebody who can help you. And he doesn't get paid a dime until you win. So that's the best part. And if you need medical coverage of any kind, you need to go to the doctor, they'll take care of that. So it doesn't cost you a dime until you win. 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at LawyerDaveLaw, or go to LawyerDave.com. And if you can't remember that, just hit me up on Twitter and I'll put you in touch. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave. I finesse down Western Road. Might go down to G-O-D. I go hard on Southside G.
I make sure that Northside E. Hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys, if you haven't gotten out to Lions Poker Palace, I don't know what you're waiting for. You know what? You can get out there tonight, watch a game. $9,000 guaranteed tournament for $90. Starts at 7 o'clock and late registration until 9:25. And cash games are only $10 per hour. And if you're going to go during the day, how about this? The first 60 cash players before 11:30 get free time all day and one free meal. And let me tell you, the guys over there, they take care of their players. They care about the players, and that's their number one focus, and that's why it's the best room in the city, in my opinion.
Yeah, my microphone was away from me. But yeah, the food is out of this world. There's televisions all over the place. So if you're worried about getting out there this weekend, you're like, I'd like to play some poker, but I really want to watch the games. Guess what? You can do it all at Lions Poker Palace. Follow them on Facebook for all the information on what tournaments they've got going, when they're playing, what kind of game they're playing. But stop in and see these guys for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And a couple things. This is one of those things that always... I hate to do it, but I'm going to... make fun of somebody.
So is it me?
No. Let the 10-year-old enjoy the game. Guess what? He did let him enjoy the game.
I didn't say anything to him.
He's bitching about it. So he let the kid enjoy the game.
Yeah.
So don't.
How about also let me enjoy the game?
Exactly. So.
You think that kid paid for his tickets? No. Spoiled ass kid. My son was like, how come you're not taking me to the game? Because, dude.
Because a 10-year-old behind you gets to go.
Yeah. What do you think? I am a rich guy?
Yeah, but I love it. Let them have their fun. They had their fun.
He had fun. Yeah, he was at the World
Series.
Just
bitching about it. Yeah,
could still be obnoxious and while having fun, he's obnoxious. That's all.
That's one of those things that I'm gonna throw into the one of those phrases I'm gonna throw into the talk sports or move on category. Just it's a dumb one. I'm sorry. I apologize, but
no need to apologize.
Somebody says Coltrane is a Gears of War reference from Xbox. Actually, Lamont's got it. It goes back to Roscoe P. Coltrane.
It could be John Coltrane.
Well, it's certainly Garrett Coltrane for sure.
Well,
whatever it is, whoever started that.
I don't like it.
I think we need to find out who started it. And if it was indeed Joel, I'm gonna have beef with Joel. Just so you know. Somebody sent me a really good gym of the day. It's so good that I kind of want to do it right now, but I'm not going to. All right. So look at this.
What are you doing over there? Join the party.
Who broke this mic?
That was you. I saw it.
Well, talk for a second while I fix this thing.
Talk for a second. All right. Well, now I don't really know what to talk about.
You didn't have to turn my mic off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. I'm going to keep talking. No, I honestly, you saw that. It just fell off on its own. But it happened while I'm here, so.
It's on you.
I knew something was up because it was out of position when I got here today. So somebody has damaged this mic now.
Well, it wasn't. That must have been Joel because Lance wasn't here today, and that's normally his mic.
Well, just because of the whole Coltrane thing, I think I've got to blame it on him.
Okay.
So.
Black Spotted Zebra says, AJ's a great dad. Kid can't bring a glove to a baseball game, but he will give his son a beer just in case a foul ball comes his way. That's actually totally accurate. Yes.
There you go. That's
the way it should be.
That's what good parents do. Asterix. Just kidding. Somebody say, you give your kids beer. No, that's a joke. That's a joke. So
this is why I don't like anybody.
I understand that. I understand that. Believe me. You can't make fun of anything anymore without somebody taking it seriously. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And a couple of things that outside of the Astros, the NBA season started last night.
Yes, it did. I didn't get to watch any of it.
Yeah, me either.
Because I didn't get to bed till like 1:30. Like once you like by the time you get out of the stadium,
you get out of there and get back.
And by the way, I'm not normally an upper level sitter if I'm going to those games. If I'm going to games, I'm going there to
yeah, it's a World Series though. It's not like you have much of a choice.
I'm going to sit in the fancy seats, let's be honest. Not like Granato level fancy, but pretty fancy. I haven't sat up on the upper level of that thing since the Astros were bad. Like, you know, I might have gone like and back then it was because if my son's like, hey, can we go to an Astros game? I'm like, yeah, I'm not spending money on that. But you can get $5 tickets. Okay, we'll go pay $5 to watch
beer.
These crappy Astros. I don't think they could even charge $20 for beer back then. And people had to drink to get through those games. But when that place is full, if you sit up top, it is not quick getting out of that building.
Oh, no, no. I went.
They had one escalator going down after the games. One out of three. What are we doing here?
Yeah, that. Well, last year, it's kind of. We went with a bunch of friends and we were up there and it was totally sold out and there's no room to move. I mean, it's just it's not a great experience at all. That's why I do miss the days where there was nobody else in the park.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they sucked. But it was a much more enjoyable watching experience, at least from a fan experience. I bet there's nothing you can do. I mean, it's going to be packed. That's, yeah, but the stadium really isn't, it's built to handle that there's not a lot of bad seats to watch from, but there's not a lot of room in that building when people are trying to wander around. My son just asked me if he can have a beer to catch a ball next time we go to a game. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
That was on AJ. Don't guys it.
And listen, only if you're a rich. If you don't have that kind of money to throw around, don't buy a beer for your kid. All right.
Gorski asked, after game one loss, what are your odds the Astros still win the series? I haven't checked the number actually, but if you're going to bet the Astros, now's the time.
Now would be the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So 713-780 ESPN. Yeah, I honestly don't know. I'll check that on the break. So. But I still think they come back and win. I think they win tonight, a close one. I think a 2-1 type game. Not that I'm in any way advocating betting baseball.
No.
But I'd be an under player tonight.
Odds to win the 2019 World Series. Currently, Astros -110, Nationals -120.
So your Nationals are now the favorite?
Now a favorite.
Yeah, I think this is the best price you're going to get on the Astros.
Unless you think they lose tonight.
Right.
But also, if they lose tonight, I don't think they're winning the series.
Well, I still think they could, but...
I think it's unlikely.
But that's now it's not as good a bet, in my opinion. But not that you should be betting baseball.
No.
Bet hockey, because...
You won.
I had my...
And you were like, oh, maybe your guy will win 5-2. Nope, he lost 5-2. Damn it.
Yeah.
I was glad you won your bet, but, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was my big one. I had a smaller one on the other one over 6.5, and they only scored 6, so... but that was my big hockey bet of the night, and I felt bad because I would have been okay if it had been the other way around, where your goalie's team scored the 5 goals. I'd have been fine with that.
I know you would have.
I didn't care.
Yeah, it didn't work out that way.
All right, well, guys, it's almost here. Rockets basketball, and you've been waiting ever since a big move. Russell Westbrook, James Harden, you want to know how it's going to work out? Well, guess what? The wait is almost over. And the first 3 home games of the season are all must-watch. Tomorrow night, opening night, Rockets versus Bucks. The last 3 MVPs on the same court. And you're going to have Westbrook, Harden, you're going to have Giannis. That's going to be awesome. And then the Pelicans come to town on Saturday, October 26th. And finally, guess who's coming back to town on Monday the 28th? Chris Paul, back to Houston. So you're going to see CP3 versus Harden, CP3 versus Westbrook. Talk about an intense, fun game that's coming on Monday. These are all going to be definite sellouts, so you need to secure your tickets today at Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com. 3 great matchups to start the season, and get your tickets today because, hey, guess what? Thursday night, you got nothing else going on. Go catch the game. Rockets.com. You don't want to miss it. You need a taste of your own.
I'm sick to death for swallowing. This is The Blitz, on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So apparently the Coltrane thing goes back to when he was with the Pirates.
Yeah.
And
I mean, listen, it's fine. Really, the whole thing that bothered me the most about it is he said, "Let's go, Coltrane," like probably 500 times. And I'm not exaggerating. And
see,
you're right. It's as much on the parents as it is the kid. Because if my kid was doing that, I'd say, dude, shut up. But maybe some people don't like to talk to their kids that way.
Well, I think if it had been my kid and I saw you sitting in front of me, I would have had him wooing the whole time. Just to irritate you. So
would have been the same feeling.
Somebody says MLB.com and Amazon have Coltrane shirts, but I think I found a worse reference. Cold-blooded. Why do we feel the need to do these things?
Yeah, I don't know. I also heard one. Apparently somebody was complaining about, they said a local Houston morning show who kept referring to game one and preparing for a cold front.
Oh, no, 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 no. Well,
I don't know.
Well,
who
technically, it was.
If
you want to talk about the bats, it was accurate.
I hope that wasn't one of our guys preparing for a cold front.
People said that all through the ALDS and CS, though.
Did they?
Every time. Oh, hey, New York, get ready for a cold front coming your way.
Oh.
Sports fans are the worst.
Shame. Shame, Bell. Oh, well. I guess everybody's going to have signs tonight that say you just got Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one they'll do tonight?
Exactly.
And then when it's if they go down 0-2 and go to Washington, you know what signs we're going to see? Houston, what do you have?
A problem.
Yeah.
Oh, if they do lose tonight, what are the odds you hear that during the broadcast?
1%, 1,000.
I think you're right. Boy, that makes me really want the Astros to win tonight.
So he says, Fred, you can't make fun of these phrases when you're still trying to make sniper work. I already made sniper work, for one thing, and I can make fun of whatever the bleep I want. You don't get to tell me what I make fun of, 832. Suck it.
I mean, I agree with him, but
I don't give a bleep what you think either. And it's not even the same thing. These are bad puns off a guy's name.
That's true.
Which it's not even the same thing. So, yeah, you guys can all go suck it. See, you know what? I guarantee you that's one of the idiots with a Coltrane shirt. That's why he's got his butt hurting.
It's possible.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in.
Justin says, over-under, we hear a certain player's age 5 times tonight. Over-under.
Oh, it's going to be
Juan
Soto.
Soto's 20.
What's the number?
5.
Over.
Yeah, I didn't get the broadcast last night, so.
Yeah, I didn't really listen. I went and watched the first few innings. I went to a bar that I hadn't been to before, and it was actually really cool. It's this place called Harrisburg Country Club.
Oh, sounds fancy.
It's a dive bar, and it was really cool, really good atmosphere. The food was great. It's just a beer bar. I just had beer, but watched the first few innings there, and I didn't really pay attention to the broadcast because I don't really care what they have to say. And when I went home, I had it on, but I just really wasn't listening. So, 713.
Some fan you are.
I mean, I was watch. I watched every pitch. I don't really. In most cases, I don't care about the broadcast, and I found that there's very few that offer insight. I get more insight watching MLB Network after the game from those guys. That's why.
Here's another question. Not like that someone posed to me, but I'm asking you. Have they announced the lineup for tonight?
Yes. They posted a little
bit
ago.
Is it the same as last night?
I believe so, yeah.
Except the catcher switch. After you saw one at bat from Kyle Tucker last night, and he didn't look overmatched, would you maybe consider playing Tucker over Josh Reddick?
I would.
Josh Reddick is 3-for-24.
He looks like it's going to be an accident if he gets a hit.
That's kind of how Yordan looks. And honestly, Yordan, when he wasn't getting those hits, the rest of his swings looked like it would take an accident for him to get on base.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of guys who just look lost at the plate right now, including, unfortunately, at least last night, Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
It's a really, and I didn't get to see the television broadcast, like I'm saying, so I didn't know, I didn't get to see the strike zone box and stuff like that. But it looked like Altuve was swinging way outside the box. I'm talking noticeably outside the box.
Yeah. So then whatever, you guys can quit texting me and telling me what I can say and can't say, because we don't live in China, dickweeds. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah,
that's the beauty of it.
But
and I'm paid to say whatever.
They pay our bills, so we're beholden to China's rules.
No, we're not.
Oh. So could you tweet about Hong Kong?
I could if I had an opinion.
You don't have an opinion, huh?
Not really.
You're not for freedom?
I'm not for... I don't know enough about the situation.
Look at you. What a responsible take.
If I don't know about something, I'm not going to get involved in it.
Raheel says Correa and Yordan are also flipped in the lineup. Hmm. So I guess Yordan gets two hits and...
Well, two more.
He's back. He's back, baby.
Tucker kind of reminds me of Ted Williams after last night's
Yes. That base hit, that was Ted Williams-esque.
Yep. I don't know, man. I think they'll be fine tonight. So
I worry about tonight. Just because Strasburg's so good. And he's been so good in the playoffs.
It's not like you're going to... It's not like you're facing a donkey in any of these guys.
Right.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And yeah, you know what, texters? I'm retiring you for the day.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Because I don't have to give you a voice. That's the other thing I don't have to do. So
you can keep it all for yourself.
Exactly. We got other things. We got Twitter. We got the phone line, which, we don't really do a lot of those, but we have that. And we have the Twitch channel, and the Twitchers are greater than the texters. So I may just retire you bitches today.
Do it.
I'm really looking forward to, we're working on a couple things where we're getting rid of that. And we're going to create another opportunity for people. So if you're not on social media, you'll still be able to contact the show, but it's going to eliminate the all the BS that comes with the text line, which I'm really excited about. So stay tuned for that. That'll be happening sometime by the end of the year, would be my guess. Taylor said, if you're starting to remind me of Wyatt Earp, if there's no money in it, you aren't diving it. Well, of course. I've always said that. I'm not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. But, yeah, that's life. It's about the dollars. Was it Nicky Santoro said? Always the dollars.
Always.
Right before he got bashed to death with a baseball bat.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a...
So maybe that's not the best philosophy to live by.
I haven't gotten bashed with a baseball bat yet.
Yet.
So we'll see how it goes. I've used that phrase many times and not gotten beaten up.
Okay.
So,
you know what I've done a lot of times and not getting beat up?
Carbach,
yeah. I just sit around and drink a Carbach and nobody tries to fight me. I mean, thankfully, because I'm a pacifist. And Sunday, November 10th at Carbach, doors at 12:30, music at 1, the third annual Foam Hinge event out at the brewery, hosted by Eddie Trunk, Ace Frehley, Accept, High on Fire, Power Trip, Pat Travers Band, Narcotic Wasteland. There's free parking, $5 craft beer. Children under the age of 12 get in free unless they're going to repeatedly say, let's go Coltrane through the entire show. GA tickets available for $28, VIP for $100, which gets you a separate VIP entrance. an area with an optimal view for the show, indoor restrooms, three beers of your choice, access to special tappings, a buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio, and a commemorative T-shirt. Go to CarbachBrewing.com to get your tickets today. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on at the brewery and in the concert series and at the restaurant. And when you're out and about this week, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach. Don't you worry, baby. No sis trying to change it. I'm gonna strike these matches.
Never had control. I'm ready to let go. ESPN 97.5.